JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, we look at the chikungunya virus and some preventative measures you should be taking. And please stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. With 10 confirmed cases of the chikungunya virus across the parishes of St. Thomas, St. Catherine, St. Anne, and Kingston and St. Andrew, everyone round about Jamaica is being urged to take precautionary measures. It is being recommended that householders, school administrators, business proprietors, and members of places of worship spend at least 10 minutes per week to search for and destroy mosquito breeding sites. Get rid of old tires and containers in which water can settle. Punch holes in tins before disposing and cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Also, protect yourselves from mosquito bites by using insect repellent containing DEET. Cover your bodies by wearing long-sleeved clothing and, as much as possible, put mesh on doors and windows. Chikungunya virus is transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito. The most common symptoms of the virus are fever and joint pain. Other symptoms may include headache, muscle pain, joint swelling, and a rash. For more information, contact the Ministry's Emergency Operations Center at 1-888-1-LOVE or 1-888-663-5683.
The Ministry of Education is reminding parents of its textbook cost guidelines. Texts for grades 1 to 6 should cost approximately $5,000 and $12,000 for grades 7 to 9.
We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
For the goals of Vision 2030 to be achieved in the next 16 years, it will require the help of every Jamaican. Play your part by being a good role model, taking care of the environment, becoming more involved in the community affairs as well as the affairs of the nation. By doing so, you can ensure that the strategies, programs, projects, and activities under Vision 2030 are put into action as all Jamaicans help to create a country that is the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And on the community notice board, the Royal Air Forces Association RAFA, Jamaica 580 branch, presents Movie Night, The Dam Busters, on Friday, August 29 at 6:30 p.m. The event is being held under the patronage of the British High Commissioner, His Excellency David Fitton, and will be held at the Curfew Place, Kingston. For ticket information, contact RAFA at 926-2018. And now a glimpse of Jamaica.
You see, with rabbit, that I don't see in these days now, I don't see rabbit raising again. We had used to have them in a pen, and we go to the bush and look bush for them. But you can't give them a thing, they have a thing that they call kwaku bush. You can't give them the thing named kwaku bush, because if you give them the kwaku bush, it will poison them. And you can't put cedar nearby their pen. But you look Spanish needle. And they have a bush that they call rabbit feeding. And all of that sort of bush you can give them, but you can't give them kwaku bush nor cedar. I am from Albion, Mandeville. And my name is Calvin Travers.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks again for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.